Bills funding U.S. troops at war are always considered must-pass legislation. That's why Senate Republicans are trying to amend emergency appropriations for combat in Iraq and Afghanistan. They want to include funds for one of their top priorities, cracking down on the U.S.-Mexico border. The White House responded yesterday by promising more National Guard troops and money for the border. But as NPR's David Wellner reports, politics may be driving the border one-upsmanship more than national security concerns.
To hear Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn tell it, things are as bad as they've ever been along his state's southern border.
There's no doubt that there is fear and frustration all along the border. Fear that the border violence that is raging just south is going to spill over into the United States.
Cornyn's seeking $2 billion in additional funds for the border for everything from unmanned aerial vehicles to more beds for detention facilities. His GOP colleague from Arizona, John McCain, wants 6,000 more National Guard troops deployed to the border, five times the number the Obama administration is promising.
I hope that my colleagues appreciate the extent of the violence and on the Mexican border and the dramatic increase in that violence that's taken place over the last several years.
What McCain did not say was that there are nearly seven times more Border Patrol agents on the U.S.-Mexico border today than there were 6 years ago. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano was previously Arizona's governor. Last month at a Senate hearing, she rejected South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham's assertion that the border is broken and a war is going on there.
I've walked that border, I've ridden that border, I've flown it, I've driven it. I know that border, I think, as well as anyone.
Do you think it's secure?
And I will tell you, it is as secure now as it has ever been.
My course, question.
Senator, please.
Yes, please.
Let me answer the question.
Graham warned Napolitano that until the border is brought under control, it will be impossible to pass a comprehensive immigration overhaul in Congress. But some experts question whether things are as bad along the border as Graham and other Republicans say they are. Stephen Atkus was chief of staff at Customs and Border Protection during George W. Bush's administration.
Is the violence between the narco traffickers on the Mexican side having an impact on the U.S.? Yes. Are we at the point of Armageddon here on the southwest border where all of our border security resources have melted down? No. I would absolutely agree with the Secretary's assertion that the border security infrastructure and our ability to defend that border is better than it's ever been.
The reality, says congressional expert Gary Jacobson at the University of California in San Diego, is that beefing up the border has become a prerequisite for revamping immigration laws.
And in that sense, you could take it as a sincere attempt to move forward on this, but it's also obviously a political response to a problem.
But immigrant advocates say they're deeply disappointed that President Obama seems to be seeking to placate the border security first crowd. Janet Murguia is president of the National Council of La Raza.
If you are going to do enforcement first, what's the timeline? When will we see enough enforcement so that we can see some of the additional elements that we know are going to be necessary to truly resolve this issue?
Murguia fears that day may never come if everything depends on securing the border. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
This is NPR.